From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center's taking fabulous care of us all morning. Mr. Matt Cotrillo's out there. We see him clackety-clacking remotely from home. He's our news director, so he's helping taking care, make sure those phone calls get answered for WinterNet. We invite you to see the full WinterNet list at WKOK.com. In the studio with us now, Mary Marshall is here. She's chair of the Friends of the RB Winter State Park Group, brand new group that got started but is already making a big difference out of the park and in the lives of a lot of people who get to enjoy some more organized activities and events. And now, Mary, thank you so much for coming in. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
I really do appreciate it. Thank you for all the thanks for all you're doing. This has really become a labor of love for you, so we appreciate that. You and a lot of colleagues, Jack Miller, and those are just the ones I know, and I know there's at least a half a dozen others. And Michael Crowley is here. Believe it or don't, this is the first time we've been in the same room. He is the park manager for, what, about 10 years-ish in that range?
10 and a half years.
Yep, 10 and a half years out at RB Winter State Park. So he's fully supporting and endorsing and assisting the Friends group, but he just does a fabulous job running that park and some other parks as well, making sure that there's activities and that Winterfest happens and that the big 5K run happens and all the other things that happen out there take place. It's a go-to place for, boy, trout and hiking. And you have a pretty unique park out there, I think, because you kind of got it all. You got a perfect trout fishing spot for people of all ages. I'm assuming there's ice fishers out there now?
There are ice fishermen, yep.
Okay, so super. So that takes place. And, of course, the trails, second to none. If you want to climb straight up a rock bank that's more of a stepladder than anything else, they got that. Or if you just want a mile-long walk on a flat trail that's well-marked, you got that too. So that's super. Well, thanks for taking care of that. We really want to focus on the Friends of the RB Winter State Park Group. Some folks are maybe saying, well, I remember Mark talking about them with Jack a couple of years ago. Tell us about the status and the activities and mission of the Friends Group, please, Mary.
Well, the Friends Group got started late last spring. As you say, you were talking with Jack a few years ago. It was a project that we partnered with PPFF, Pennsylvania Parks and Forests Foundation, with Marcy Mowry to get started. Those conversations picked up about 2 years ago, but due to COVID and all of the other complications of life, we just really got started last spring. Our mission really is to focus on what we can be doing to conserve, support, and protect the park's resources by promoting education, responsible recreation, and stewardship for our present and future generations. And so that's why we're coming together, people from all different backgrounds, really celebrating what's available to us here and helping to make sure that others are aware.
All right, so this is a situation where you get to identify a park that's near you that you already probably love, and you say, what can we do for you? Basically amplify all the work of the folks that are working there.
Exactly. So our group philosophy is really a complete and total partnership with Mike. We want to be doing the things that just helping to carry the load of what the park staff can do and wants to have happen. We want to make sure that the work that we're doing directly aligns with the needs and priorities of the park.
And you will work on actual improvements there, not necessarily blazing a new trail, but making sure the existing trails are well maintained and the steps are fixed. And are there any warning signs on the steepest part of the parks?
We do have some warning signs for some of the trails,
so
yes.
That they say, yeah, I've been on that mountain, not specifically on the trail, and I know that it wouldn't kill you to have a disclaimer up there, or might kill you if you don't. How about that? So anyway, okay, so back to the Friends group. Activities, too, education. You make sure that that happens in a greater way?
Well, we are starting to do more with that. So this, I should back up to say, this first year getting things launched, we wanted to make sure we had a solid board, a solid format of what we are hoping to accomplish, and a clear vision and work plan in partnership with Mike. So we really hit the ground running in June. We've had several work days that have included some opportunities for education. As you mentioned, we had somebody out there helping to fix up the steps. We've done painting projects, birdhouse repairs, just sharing with younger generations, what's available to them, and how to maintain Leave No Trace, those kind of efforts.
Well, I've been spending half my life making sure that nobody knew about RB Winter so it wouldn't get crowded. Now you're ruining all my hard work. But really, this is just a tremendous resource that is the park. Tell us how the Friends Group is really just the right group at the right time to enjoy the outdoors out there.
Well, RB Winter is definitely one of the best-kept secrets in the state park system. It really is a beautiful park. It is utilized very well. Our attendance has been soaring, especially since COVID. So we do have a lot of work that we do within the park, as well as take care of three other parks, McCall Dam, Sandbridge, Ravensburg State Parks. So we can't always get to everything. So it is very helpful when we have a friends group to come in and see some of the things that we might be missing as state employees, as the stewards of the park, and they're able to see what some of the things that need to be done that and some of the stuff that we just don't have time to get to right away. And it's just a great organization that helps us make the park better for everybody.
Well, and I think people have responded either because of the Friends Group or just because of the pandemic. I mean, the park was packed last summer. It's the park that my neighbor's son refers to it as, the park with the refrigerated water.
It is definitely very, very cold. We have to be one of the coldest lakes in the state system due to the mountain streams and artesian springs that feed the lake. So it is very cold. Just in case people don't know, RB Winter, most people call it Halfway Dam around here. It's not RB Winter. I say I work for RB Winter, and they're like, what? And it's
where,
like,
where is that?
Halfway Dam. Oh, yeah, I go there all the time. So.
Okay. Yeah, excellent point. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, even Ricketts Glen, even Lake Jean gets warm by the end of the summer, but that doesn't really happen with your lake. That's unfortunate. Well, it's fun. I mean, it's really part of the great event. Well, Winterfest is coming up, or Snowfest is coming up, and this is something we really have to talk about because it's been happening for years, and there's no longer a naturalist at the park that used to talk about this and do the outreach and education, but you're here to tell us that you're going to make sure that that happens. Snowfest, who wants to talk most about Snowfest? We'll start with Mike.
I'll start it off. We do have a naturalist, but she is working pretty much from April through November, so we don't have a year-round naturalist, so this time of year it is kind of tricky. So we are doing a scaled back Snowfest. It's not going to be what you've seen in years past. So this is the 25th Snowfest that we're having. There will still be a lot to do. We have the silent auction that is being put on by the Friends Group, which is very important because in the past probably 15 years, all the proceeds from the silent auction went into the general fund of DCNR. But now that we have a Friends Group, that money, all the proceeds from the silent auction will go directly back into the park, will go back into the projects that the Friends Group wants to do, and we have a lot of great projects that are coming up and future projects, so that's going to be really great. There's also going to be a 3.5K run, which is very popular. I think right now we have 205 people signed up for it. They're going to need to bring their yak tracks and everything because it is going to be icy up there.
Yeah, those are the spiky shoes, attachments to your boots that folks wear. More about Snowfest. This is a big deal for the Friends Group.
This is a tremendously big deal for the Friends Group. This is our first major fundraiser, and we are so grateful to there are over 150 local businesses, friends, artisans that have donated over 200 prizes. There's definitely something to anyone's interest who comes out, from tickets to sporting events, community pool and ice skating passes, amusement park passes, gear for camping, biking, skiing, water and beach activities. There's home decor, candle baskets, books, you name it. And then gift cards to so many restaurants and breweries, jewelry stores. And with this, as Mike mentioned, we're going to be able to utilize that to put together the kind of programming, activities, education, projects that we've been talking about, because these resources will give us the flexibility to do so. I do want to note, Snowfest itself is going on from noon until 4 p.m. The silent auction will be in the Environmental Learning Center, and bids must be placed by 3 p.m. We will be accepting cash or check payments. You can take your prizes home that day. We plan to have all of the logistics squared away by 4 p.m. that you can go home with your prizes. However, if you don't want to stick around until the end, you can make arrangements to pick up your prizes and make payment at a later date.
So being at the event is the way to participate in the silent auction. And the silent auction, you have a sign-up sheet, and people sign and bid higher and higher as things go along. Okay, super. And if you want to outbid everybody, put your darndest highest price right down there and see if anybody wants to top that. So that's how that works. And, well, this is, yeah, with 200 prizes, you're going to make thousands of dollars. So this is going to be a big bonus, right?
This will be a huge deal. We are very hopeful. There will also be a space set up that shows a little bit about what the Friends Group has been doing thus far, and an opportunity if there are others out there that want to sign up, whether it be as members or volunteers. And we really, you'll have a chance to meet a lot of us that are involved. There is a solid board right now that consists of, as you mentioned, Jack Miller of Lewisburg, Brian Brown of Lewisburg, Kyle Fawcett of Milton, and Gary Kendall of Mifflinburg. That's our primary board, but we have had consistent volunteers that are coming out, showing up, have been hitting the pavements, getting donations. And then, of course, we now have members that are contributing financially in addition to their time.
And monthly work parties, plus some real spectacular folks. Jack tells us that one volunteer used their masonry skills to fix those steps that you talked about by the amphitheater. One grandfather painted birdhouses with his grandson. Oh, go ahead and name a name. Who is that, if you even remember? Okay, well, I caught you off guard there. Many hands removed several truckloads of garbage from along Route 192. Pushed and spread wheelbarrows of mulch, and recently a lot of energy put into the Snowfest 2022. So we invite folks to go to friendsofrbwinter.org, and you can get all the information there. The online auction is Sunday from noon to 3 p.m. Snowfest is Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. It doesn't have quite as many activities, but it certainly does have many activities in. So we invite folks to go out there and do bring out your snowshoes and or your yak tracks if you're going to hit some of those trails this weekend. So everything is frozen out there. Friendsofrbwinter.org. We have just a moment left for an additional comment. We'll start with Mike. Anything to add to our conversation?
Just during Snowfest, we will have some educational programs going on, as well as some activities for the kids to do. Our food concession will be up there with some soup and hot dogs and cocoa and what have you. So there will be stuff to do. Smokey Bear will be making an appearance, and it'll just be a nice laid-back event.
He should be hibernating right now, right?
Wouldn't we brought him out of his, we brought him out of his hibernation.
He'd probably be a little hangry. But anyway, Mary, an additional comment, please.
Well, as you mentioned, everyone can check out our website at friendsofrbwinter.org. We are also on Facebook. The Facebook event for Snowfest, you'll be able to get a sneak peek at all of those prizes I previously mentioned. You can also find us on Instagram. And if you'd like to get involved, we want to hear your ideas. So many people come out and utilize the park, care about the park, and have ideas on how we can enhance it for all visitors. Jack got us thinking about the nature trail. We're able to purchase benches to make that a more accessible trail for everyone to get out and enjoy. And those are the kind of things that we want to do for the park and for our community.
All right, well, stay in touch. You have an open mic here anytime. Snowfest has tons of activities, not as many as some previous years, but certainly many, many activities. So check out Snowfest, put on by the Friends Group. Mary Marshall's chair of the Friends of the RB Winter State Park. Michael Crowley's the RB Winter State Park manager. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.